Wednesday night, Yud Zayin Adar Beis, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning Siman Kuf Zayin, Dinei Chodesh Nisan. Kol Chodesh Nisan, Eino Mimtachnon, we know that. V'lo Tzidu Kadin, we'll be at a funeral. V'eino Mimtachnon, B'Shabbos B'Mincha. You don't say the Yiratzon after laning on Mondays and Thursdays. Noagin Rosh Chodesh Veilich, Likros B'chol Yom, Parshas Hanosi, Shehikrivo Bayom. Now, I don't think we do it. I know my Shulan Sirotskin, I mean, all the places that I ever see doing it, they take out a Sefer Torah and they read it after davening. But then I saw a Sefer point out that in all the sources for this minhag, it never really says explicitly a Sefer Torah. And it could mean everybody, like you say Parshas Hamon every day, take out a Siddur and read it. Maybe that's all it means. Okay, I don't know. Well, the Yom Yud Gimel, Koran Parshas Baloyscha, that's at the end. Ad Kenosos HaMenoyer, Shukinegan Shevet Levi. Now that's really why we don't say Tachanun. The whole cheshbon of the Kedushas HaChodesh is based on the fact that the Nesiim each brought their carbon of their day in celebrating the inauguration of the Mishkan. So it's Matim, like that. That's what's special about Nisan, and that's why we don't say Tachanun. Because most of the month have holy days in them. You have the first 12 days, and you have Pesach. Okay, so that, no Tachanun, no. Some people have the minig not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I have the minig not to eat matzah from Purim. From Yudalit, actually. I had to readjust my thinking. Because the point is 30 days before, not Purim. So I moved there to Israel. I live in Yerushalayim. I started Hilchos Pesach on Sunday, not on Monday. My whole life I'm doing it on Purim. And then I got to use the idea that now Purim is Tezvav. And I have to start on Yudalit.
Including matzah?
But my father had the meaning not to eat matzah from Purim, but from Yudalit.
Would you eat a matzah meal on the ground?
Whatever the meaning is, I guess. I mean, matzah mel that you cook, you could do even on Erev Pesach.
Right, but in terms of a minig, I don't know.
Whatever the minig is, you don't have to be so machmir. You have that minig too. I never met anybody with that minig.
I don't eat matzah generally anyway, except
for okay, but...
No, I'm serious. I don't know, like, most
people... I eat matzah for shalshudas. I always eat matzah. Okay. Ein mesanimbo, you know, at a fist. This is even Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You know, there's no Yom Kippur Katan in Nisan. There is an Adar for Nisan, but not in Nisan for Iyar. Afilu Tainus Yartzeit, anniversary of a parent's death. Many people fast on that day, but not if it comes out of Nisan. Right, it is about to say. Avul Tainus Chalom Misanim, Bebuchayr Misanim Berev Pesach, Mishay Yivur. Is Hashem Zem and Kufiyud Gimel, which I never heard of anybody doing anymore either. Some calendars say Siyam B'chayrim, which is very funny. B'chaz of the Kala Gam came to San and Bo. B'chaz of the Kala are getting married fast, but, and they fast even if it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's a Chiddush, and that's because Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens to be listed in Shulchan Aruch as one of the days that special people fast, because of the and that would, if someone has that minhag, I assume it would be doich of the minhag of not fasting in this, and obviously you're even fasting on Rosh Chodesh because of the death of Nadav and Avihu, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
I fasted the 6th Nisan, so I was married.
What?
The 7th. I said I was married on the 7th Nisan, so I fasted the day before, even on Nisan.
Yeah. Shabbos HaGadol B'Mincha, Nogin Shenom and Barchinafshi, that's not a problem for us, we never say it. El Avodim Hayinu, the Chulu, and Eretz Yisrael, it's more widespread. Not to say it like the Gra, because it says in the Haggadah, Yochol Meba'od Yom, or Yochol Merish Chodesh. So, like, what are we reading the Haggadah for? Now, the reason, yes, to read it, and the reason to treat the Shabbos as a special Shabbos of Geula, Levisha B'Shabbos Haggadah, Lois Ha'scholos Hagula V'Hanisim, because in that year, it really is Lo Kashur L'Shabbos. The Rosh Hashanah makes this point. What really happened is that on the 10th of Nisan, they took the Seh, they tied it to the bed, and the Mitzrayim were unable to do anything to them, even though the Seh was their deity that they worship, the Seh. So we celebrate the Shabbos, not the 10th of Nisan. There's reasons given. Derech HaShulchan makes the point that really it's totally appropriate to have a special Shabbos before Pesach, since Shabbos and Pesach complement each other in terms of their message. Hashem is the Borei Olam, Hashem is Mashgiach and runs the world. These are the dual messages, so they play off against each other. I always point out that in Aseres Adibros, in Veschanan, it's Mekasher Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says we keep Shabbos as a way of remembering that we went out of Mitzrayim. It means, because we're not slaves to our work. So going out of Mitzrayim freed us from a master, but it also was supposed to have freed us from our master called work. And that's why Shabbos and Pesach is kashur. So we celebrate before Pesach, we celebrate Shabbos. Okay? All right, we'll stop here.